Listening Library presents Sky Jumpers, Book 2, The Forbidden Flats, by Peggy Edelman. Read for you by Abigail Ravache. Chapter 1, The Search. I found a foothold on the rough bark of a tree trunk and climbed up in search of Amethyst. The plants were a lot harder to spot now, since the freezing winter temperatures turned the normally round green leaves as brown and crinkled as the bark they grew on. I swung my leg onto a branch where one was rooted right next to the trunk. The most important part, the whitish mold in the center where all the leaves came together, was still visible. I pulled a flat rock out of my pocket to dig the amethyst loose. Sitting on a branch this high up, on the outside of the mountain crater my town lived in, gave me the best view of the Forbidden Flats. They stretched on as far as I could see. Unlike the last time I saw them, when the bandits attacked 4 months ago, they were no longer covered in snow. Now they were covered in mud, with tiny grasses and weeds shooting up everywhere. Mr. Allen, my history teacher, said that before the green bombs of World War III, most of this area was farmland that helped to feed an entire nation of people. The weeds and grasses kind of looked like crops. I wondered if springtime back then looked much different. "Hope!" Brock yelled from the tree next to me as he pushed the dark hair off his forehead. "Staring at the scenery isn't part of our plan." I shook myself out of my surroundings-induced stupor and held out the amethyst to where it wouldn't hit any branches. Then I dropped it into the bag Aaron clutched down below.
"Got it," Aaron called. "We're at 17.